Heidi and Frank show. Where are they?
My God.
Here's Jack Black, Kyle Gass. Get him in the studio here. Hello.
Welcome. And in person. How exciting is this?
Welcome to the greatest morning show in the world.
Hey, Kyle.
This is just a tribute to the greatest morning show in the world.
How do you do?
How you doing, sir?
Good to meet you.
Thank you for coming in.
Thanks for having us.
Everybody's excited.
Here to promote your Festival Supreme.
No, we're just coming by to say hi. Just being friendly neighbors.
I just happened to be in the area, saw the billboard, and stopped in.
We got nothing to sell. Yeah, what do you think we're... Salesman?
How long you guys been together? A long time, right?
Early 90s, would you say, Cage? Mid to early
90s? We don't say 80s anymore, because that is just too...
We met in the 80s. We go way, way back. But we didn't start really rocking until the mid 90s. But that was just in your apartment.
Yeah,
we didn't become
a
real band. I say we became a real band on our first record. That would have been 2001.
I say we became a real band at our first official gig.
Where was that?
What do you think? Is Van Halen a band before their first album?
No.
No.
Yes, of course they are.
Thanks a lot.
They're just some buddies in the garage.
Thanks a lot, dude. Exactly. There's some dudes in a garage.
It's like, hey, do that again. Yeah.
You know, our friend Bob said that Van Halen played at his high school prom or something.
Oh,
well, they were a real band.
That's officially a gig.
That's a gig.
You're saying album. I don't know.
Covers? Were they doing Zeppelin covers?
I don't know.
Frank and I have never made an album. Are we not a real morning? Never mind.
Yes, that's a bad example.
We can make one this morning.
Nothing's real until you have an album. Nothing. Yeah, Festival Supreme, how long have you guys been doing it? 2 years? 3 years?
Well, we started thinking about it in the 80s.
It's become a true festival.
But this is the second year. This is the second annual event of Festival Supreme.
This is
Festival Supreme 2, the metal years. Mm.
This is the one to go to, because the first year was like, oh, we probably should have had some porta-potties out there.
We was working out the kinks, exactly. Yeah. No, there were porta-potties. There was some plumbing problems.
I'm gonna throw City of Santa Monica under the bus.
Okay. Yeah? What did they do?
Water, I think. Didn't they give us water for the...
Yeah, no, they tried to starve us. Yeah. That's not starve. They tried to drown us. What is it when they don't give you water? They tried to dehydrate our butts. But we moved it to the Shrine Auditorium.
Oh, no big deal.
In gorgeous downtown Los Angeles.
I mean, it's only where they've had the Oscars, so it's
exactly.
No big deal there.
Yeah, no, it's a legendary venue, and it's going to be a lot better.
Seems haunted.
How many days does this happen? Because I'm looking at the lineup of people, and there's some heavy hitters. There are a lot of people.
It's all one day. It all takes place in one jam-packed day.
How is that possible?
In 30 minutes.
Very short sets.
No,
that's
have four stages, you know, and you move around.
Okay.
And, you know, it's one of those things where if you got a kick-ass festival, you can't really decide where to be at one time. It's like, wait, you have to make some big decisions.
Yeah,
you
got to
make some choices, yeah. And,
so there's a main stage, and there's like three other side stages that have different themes going
we
on?
We like to not call them sides.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
They all have equal
No, they're
import.
All like different. Like one's going to be, you know, kind of a Phantom of the Opera stage where there'll be the seated venue, because the stand-up comedians like the audience to sit. They don't, you know, that seems to be the consensus.
Yeah, I guess that would be weird.
Yeah, we tried to do it one time. We have a music festival at the end of every year.
Yeah.
And we thought, let's have comedians go up between the bands and while stuff's going on behind them and drums are getting moved.
Oh, they love
sets.
That. Oh, they love that.
And it's like, yeah, the break after the bands and people start talking to each other about the lights go up a little bit and the guys up there, just no one's listening to them.
You're saying you're just filler. Basically,
pretty much
what you're telling.
While the roadie moves an amp around, can you tell some jokes?
Just vamp.
Works.
Right.
You're the warm up guy.
So you got your music stage and your stand up comedy stage.
We got music stage. We got stand up comedy. We got another stage that's for smaller acts that aren't a full band but are little sketch comedy troupes and whatnot and
a circus of death.
Awesome.
And a circus of death, which also has a stage.
Oh.
It's a kind of a haunted house, haunted carnival situation where we got these amazing visual artists to design amusement park rides. So you get in the little ride, you go through like a tunnel of love, but it's like a horrifying trip through some artist's brain. Like, yeah.
But when I think about you guys, I'm getting into the circus of death, and I get into the train. I'm going in. I'm expecting funny circus of death.
It's going to be funny.
Is it going to be like really scary? I mean, I'm crying when I get out of that. Like, oh my God! I'm traumatized.
It's going to be so funny.
You have like marionettes and scary. But he hates dolls.
Scarily funny.
Yeah.
He has a fear of dolls, and you have like a puppet show, which would probably
exactly. Well, there's a terrifying puppet show, but we're also going to have gigantic blow-up naked things of us. What do you call those? Inflatables?
Was that the funny or the terrifying?
So it's going to be like it's going to be like a Halloween Thanksgiving Day parade with us.
One thing's for sure, it won't be sexy.
That's what we know. And where does the train enter?
Funny
that?
And terrifying.
Where does the train, the tunnel start on those inflatables?
You get one guess.
Now, the Circus of Death, was that in last year's show, or is that something where you're kicking it up a notch this year?
No, this is a new attraction. We wanted to take people on a ride, and we always want to blow people's minds.
I think there was a proximity to Halloween, though, this year.
Oh, yeah. It's the 25th. Right. It's closer 25th. To Halloween this year, and we wanted to capitalize on that marketing strategy.
Yeah.
Because you
it's
know
all
when,
a marketing strategy.
You know when Knott's Berry Farm becomes Knott's Scary Farm?
Mm-hmm.
They sell like twice as many tickets.
Yeah. People are Halloween crazy. We just want to get in on it.
You see clowns with chainsaws running around.
What is that?
I'm not going to that. I've heard about those chainsaws.
We were there last year. It is terrifying. And then when you're like, oh, okay, go away now. And they're like, you want me to leave? And they follow you all around the park. Like, seriously, okay, go bug somebody else.
I saw the television ad.
Be better than a minimum wage.
Right. For this Festival Supreme where you have the cowboy hat on. It's like a used car salesman. Who's the used car salesman?
Worthington.
Is it Cal Worthington? Yeah. It's totally based on Cal.
That's
and,
right.
And you're in a cow suit, right?
Yes.
Was that
I'm in the lion suit.
Okay, you're in the cow suit. Did you guys decide who was going to be Cal? Was that a paper, rock, scissors, who's going to be Cal?
Well, whenever there's a lot of dialogue, you know, we just send it right
Give
over.
It to the big
I get the monologues usually. But, yeah, well, at first we were thinking, should there be two Cal Worthingtons?
Dueling cows?
And then we were like, no,
it
should be the dog spot.
And now here's Cal Worthington. I'm trying to combine
like
my
Kyle.
Name. Yeah. No one liked that idea.
Trying it's so to dumb because
it's too
cars.
Close. It's too close to Cal
Worthington.
And does your I heard your son makes an appearance in the in the ad.
Steals my boy, yes, I do exploit my son's sweet innocence to sell some tickets. It's true. I felt a little ashamed, but he's so damn funny. He's a natural. But yeah, my stepmother was not pleased. She saw it and she was like, "How could you make your boy do that?" Because I made him flip me the bird, and it's very funny. And, you know, it's inappropriate.
Is this something he was doing before you shot the commercial?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, then. Yeah.
I wasn't teaching him anything new.
No, this finger. Not that one.
You guys, we're getting a sign for traffic here. I got it. Oh. It's jammed. It's just jammed everywhere.
Exactly.
Please move and go at off hours. Drive at off hours.
Traffic is brought to you by Charter Business.
Recommend Waze. Waze it. That's how I got here so early.
Oh, I just discovered that, too. That's pretty kick-ass.
What is that?
A little app on your phone.
I almost don't want to tell anybody about Waze, because then everyone will have Waze, and they'll all be doing the same route. Is me.
Mm-hmm.
So never mind what I said.
Forget it.
Just forget
we'll
all
edit
about
it out when we play this back.
I think you can see the ad you guys did for Festival Supreme at HeidiandFrank.com as well. It'll be up. But you are requesting help from the public in creating what? A song or a musical description?
I've heard that. I actually think that was my idea.
It was a great
idea. I haven't
idea.
Heard any entries yet.
There's like a contest to win tickets. And also to win a chance to get up on stage and blow the audience away if you can write the best Festival Supreme jingle.
Mm. Mm. Are you looking for an amount of time, 30 seconds? Is there any rules here?
I don't know that there's a length rule.
I think it's a minute, up to a minute.
No longer than a minute. Okay.
Yeah, because let's face it.
And no one's going to sit for that.
I'm only going to listen the first 15 seconds.
Bohemian. Yeah, I'm going to go.
Bloop.
No,
I'm out.
You didn't do it. You better grab us right away.
So you're inviting musicians and comedians from across the U.S. To submit a comedy song in the spirit of the festival.
No, we don't discriminate across the world.
Anyone the world,
in Bangladesh
any
wants to send in a...
Gospel?
Yes, of course.
Old country?
Even better.
We loves to rock, but our ears are open to all different
Did you write a jingle yourselves to give an example of what you're looking for?
We actually did.
Well,
it's more of a country jam than a rock jam, except for that one tiny little part. See if you can find the one little part where it gets really heavy metal. But that should be available to listen to someday. Do you have it?
Do we have it?
Do we have it? We
can
do.
Can you play that?
All right, let's play it.
Check this out. See if you can find the rock in here.
2014 is going to be tremendous. With a haunted house like you've never seen in a lineup quite stupendous. We got Cheech and Chong, Margaret Cho, Peaches, Antonin, Garoppolo, Nick Kroll, Jenny Slate, Workaholics, don't forget the state, Nick Fury and the Aquabats, DJ Lance with the kick-ass hat, Doug Benson, Bill and Fred, Norm McDonald, listen to what I said, T.J. Miller, Drunk History, Maria Bamford, this I gotta see, and a bunch of other people, and get on so come on down, don't be late, October 25th, don't you hesitate, come to Festival Supreme and have yourself a scream.
All right. Now, I don't know, we may have to play it back. If did anyone catch it? Anyone?
The rock part? Yeah. It's pretty subtle.
Yeah, you have to just get it right.
So yeah, that was a good blueprint for anybody out there who wants to win a chance to rock Festival Supreme.
Then they get to rock the stage. Like what else? They get to win. They get tickets to the event, and they get to go get on stage and do the song live.
I think they get like a selfie with us or something.
All right.
And Jack Black's son will give him the finger.
Give him the world.
My son will give you the finger as you enter the theater.
But you know, it's no joke. There's like federal rules and laws with these contests. I just thought we'd just throw it up there, and apparently there was.
There's all kinds of red tape.
Yeah.
What's to do? What was the problem? What was the hubbub?
That you can't just promise prizes and things.
That's why we never get anything done around here because we're like, wouldn't it be great if we do this and this? And then the corporate's we can't.
You want to complain about Santa Monica? We were going to have a bikini contest down in Hermosa Beach.
Yeah. I saw that was canceled.
Yeah, the day before we were supposed to have it, they canceled it saying, we don't know if we want to have bikinis on the beach.
It's a family. We're trying to keep Hermosa Beach family friendly. Wait a minute.
People
might come here. Yeah.
In bathing suits.
Beach. It's just.
Well, we were going to have a. Art exhibit last year at the first one.
That's right. At Festival Supreme Part 1, we were going to have some amazing artwork. Well, I mean, we should never have told anybody what was going to be in the artwork.
That's the key.
I have a friend. We have a friend named Truck who is an amazing. You ever play that game where you on the iPad app where you draw a thing?
Oh,
draw something.
Draw something. I love that.
What's the name of that thing?
And his woman, I guess.
And he's the best at it. And whenever I play with him, the thing is, every drawing he sends is always, there's a penis involved.
Mm-hmm.
And he makes it into super creative, like different things. And like all the Avengers, he's made into penises. And I thought this would be an amazing art exhibit if we just got collected all of his penis drawings from Draw Something, and we were going to frame them, and it was going to be this amazing thing. And
I would have loved that.
And how did that get shut down?
The beach, man. Once again, the beach is trying to stop our bikinis.
Beach. What is that?
They're shutting us down.
I can't have Avenger penises in Santa Monica.
Well, it's because it's a family event. But that was a 21 or older show, so it shouldn't have been an issue. But it's still like, no, even the rumor of a penis.
Bring down the infrastructure.
Sully's are
the moral of Santa Monica.
You are really good at doodling penises.
Well, I said, for whatever reason, when I was in school, that's what I doodled, right? I mean, like really good ones. And then I had my friend Susan, who she went above and beyond. In study hall one year, she put glue stick on the testicles, and she plucked out in study hall her own curlies and then like sprinkled them on, and so we had this my penis drawing, but like her that touch there at the end.
But we are going to sell it at HeidiandFrank.com. That's a piece of art for charity.
Wow!
So I would have loved the Draw Something exhibit. I would have been there.
Exactly.
Oh my God, I love that. Have
you been keeping up with them? I don't see any doodles on any of them.
No, I mean, I haven't.
She can whip one out.
Let me see how quick you can whip.
But not great. Good, I mean, not like, I don't have a lot of time,
Drawing penises.
You want circumcised?
Not bad,
right?
Of course.
Nobody wants to see like a regular. Oh,
that's good. Wow, look at that.
I like girthy, too.
Nice mushroom.
I go around like that. And then, if you had the glue stick. I used to do all
For those listening at home, she's working on the helmet, and it looks really well defined.
Yeah. It's nice and girthy.
Now, mine is...
Is this near yours at all, Kyle?
Well, mine is nicknamed the Tunicam.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
And D-cam.
I'm very...
It's not very long.
No girl's looking for long anyway. Don't even worry about it. It's all
the
about the
pancake. Heidi and Frank show. The Festival Supreme is going to be Saturday, October 25th at the Shrine Expo Hall and Grounds. For more information, you have a website, festivalsupreme.com, already set up?
Exactly. Festivalsupreme.com to see more.
And for tickets, you can go to ticketmaster.com. Now, I did see that, Kyle, you did bring a guitar in.
Oh, what? Yeah.
Oh, please.
Did you want to fart around?
I'd like to tune.
You'd like to tune your guitar?
Yeah.
All right, sweet.
Fart around is what we're calling it.
Speaking of farting around, I read recently that Bill Murray, he always, like, he does random things. And I heard that he was in a taxi cab and just talking to the taxi cab driver. And the guy's like, I play saxophone. And it was in the trunk. And so Bill Murray got out, drove the taxi cab while the taxi cab driver played the saxophone in the back of the car. And it seems to me like you guys, when you're out in public, that you probably would be like that and mess with. With just the regular citizen.
Oh, yeah. And if somebody has enough money, we'll do anything.
I mean, no, just as a joke.
Bill Murray wasn't doing that for money.
Just to entertain yourself.
Oh, right.
I mean,
if you're
going out and start eating French fries off someone's plate, and they're like, no one's going to believe this.
There was a time when we would do things like that. Now it's all about the Benjamin.
Remember when we bussed outside the theater because we were in...
We had a movie, Pick of Destiny.
No,
was that?
No, it was...
Biodome.
Biodome.
Oh,
our
horrible.
First motion picture.
Okay.
Biodome, yeah.
We were
in a movie called Biodome. I don't know if you saw it.
Of course.
And it was in theaters for a few days before they yanked it because it wasn't making any money. But... We thought it would be an awesome idea to go and play in front of the movie theater that it was playing at just to capitalize on people who had just seen us. And then it'll be like, those are the guys that were just, whoa.
And that song was.
We're going to play that song? I don't really remember it.
I love how impromptu this is.
Should we play something?
Yeah. What do you guys want to hear?
My God.
Whatever.
No.
Surprises.
We're easy.
Okay.
You're here. We're happy.
What's going to sell the most tickets?
This one.
Oh, yeah. This is a good one. This one goes out to all the roadies. It's called Roadie. Well, it's 3 p.m., time to lug the gear. Got to get it on the stage. My muscles flex, my frickin' sweat will save the day. Should I change it to frickin'?
Yeah.
When I check the mic, I frickin' check the mic, I frickin' check it, check it. 1, 2, 3, I plug it in, I make it sound as good as can be. Cause a rock is a rock, but the road is a roll. Gotta take the mic, it gotta take control. Gotta get that gear up on that frickin' stage. Gonna be a lot of frickin'. Cause the roadie knows what the roadie knows, and the roadie knows that he wears black clothes and he hides off in the shadows off the stage. Because the roadie looks 1,000 miles with his eyes, and when the crowd roars, brings a teardrop to the roadie's eyes. Tears of pride, because he brought you the show, but you will never know. He's changing the strings while hiding in the wings. No matter how hard, the show must go on. Then a beautiful girl come to me, she say, hey, can I nibble your nips? I say yes, I am in love. Then she quickly say, I nibbed your nips, now give me that backstage pass. I do not want you, roadie. I want to take KG home. Oh, I'm standing at the threshold of your dreams. Without me, there'd be no sound from those amps. Without me, there'd be no lights on the stage. But you don't apply for me. No, I am the roadie, a lonesome warrior searching for a soul. Yeah, I am the roadie. I make the rock go. Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
Tenacious D.
Thank you.
Oh, so excellent. And you guys will be performing at your festival, I'm assuming, yes.
Were you nervous I was going to drop some F-bombs?
Oh, that first one, I was like, yo, wow. How many, did you start at dumping that right away, Rob? Rob's in the other. You dumped it how many times?
No.
Now he's going to have to do it again. There was no. 7 times. This is chop, chop, chop. 8 second delays. No, thank you. That was awesome. It's an honor having you guys in. Definitely go support them. Festival Supreme.
Cheech and Chong.
Oh, my. Yeah,
Dr. Demento.
Read some of these, Heidi.
The Margaret State.
Cho.
Margaret Cho.
Janine Garofalo.
Workaholics.
Norm MacDonald.
Yeah. Maria Banford.
Drunk History.
T.J. Miller.
T.J. Miller.
What's the show he's on right now? The Silicon Valley?
Yeah. Yes. Can't we just say, so is it called Silicon Valley?
I think so, right?
It's really good. Yeah, he's the best thing, man.
Yeah, he is so, he so funny.
Kumail Nanjiani.
Yes.
Bo Burnham.
Doug gonna Benson. Throw down. Yeah. Doug Benson.
Is he doing his podcast out there?
Getting Doug Get with High.
Doug yeah, with greatest title ever.
Amazing guy.
It really is. It is a hell of a lineup. So you guys probably just have this all on your phone. You're
Eagles
like,
of Death Doug. Metal. You ever hear Eagles of Death Metal?
Eagles, Eagles songs in death metal?
No. They're just a badass band. There's some great
They should
great
probably just throw in an Eagles song.
It's an Eagles tribute band.
And not to mention the Circus of Death.
I know. That sounds so awesome. And you can just call these people up and go, you want to do this festival? And they say, yeah, easy. You guys.
Pretty much. Well. I mean, we asked everybody you can think of.
Sure.
And we got almost all the people we wanted. I mean, every year we go, God, we got to get Spinal Tap.
Louis C.K.
Yeah, we want to get like the funniest musicians out there. And you get a great lineup like this. You say, screw it, we don't need Spinal Tap.
Anyway. And that's a plan. Every year just to get bigger and bigger and make this an annual festival.
Because
now it can be called an annual because it's the second one.
I would like it to become the Lollapalooza of comedy.
Or by the 10th year, it's in a small club.
Yeah. We're back in the garage.
Yeah. And then you just go, we wanted it to do more of an intimate thing.
That's yeah. It,
you know, right?
It was a choice.
Yeah, thank you guys.
The haunted closet over there. You go in there.
My mom decorated it.
FestivalSupreme.com for more information, and you can go to Ticketmaster.com and get tickets right now. Thank you guys for coming in. Anytime you want to come back, that door's always open.
Thanks,
all right?
Bro. Thanks. We'll be back soon.
We'll be right back. We are Heidi and Frank. Come back to 95.5 KLOS.com every day to hear more clips like these and to get the entire Heidi and Frank show. Go to HeidiandFrank.com and become a premium member. All access, people. On demand. Webcast. Behind the scenes. Too much to name right here. Go to HeidiandFrank.com. Check it out.